So happy to be joined here in studio with Shad Ali, as he is in to talk to us about Winter Shines, the Nutrien Winter Shines that is beginning tomorrow, running until February 22nd. Shad, thank you so much for joining us here today. I know it's supposed to be cold again this weekend, but it is called Winter Shines after all. What are people looking forward to go outside and embrace the cold?
Yeah, well, first of all, I say there's no such thing as bad weather. Just appropriate clothing.
Yes.
So wear your toque, wear your gloves, wear good boots, and come on out, and you know, you should be fine. And you know, the beautiful thing is also we have the Gather Local Market is open, so they can come in and out of there, warm up. We have some trailers there. We have the open fire pit, so they can warm up lots of different ways. Because I'm going to tell you, man, when they get a look at that ice and snow slide, we were testing it out last night and this morning. That thing is slick and it is huge. So they're going to enjoy that. And then the ice sculptures that have been done, you know, Julio Martinez from Mexico, of all places, he came up here and all week he'd been carving. He made this amazing throne and it's got a wizard in the background, right? So it's like, because our theme this year is Frosty Fantasia. So all of the sculptures are there and it's amazing for them to enjoy.
I saw a couple pictures online and they look amazing. Just out of curiosity, how long does it take them to carve one of those sculptures?
Yeah, so our ice arrived in town on the 2nd of February and the guys started carving and they have to position them and all of that on February 3rd. And they will literally finish probably tonight and be polishing up tomorrow morning.
Well, good thing there's no warm weather to threaten those ice sculptures. One of the events, of course, taking place is the soup cook-off, and we're talking a little bit off-air, but I believe we got Juanita Sparks from CJWW, and I believe Steve Chisholm from Cool is going to be there. Anything different of the cook-off this year, what can people expect?
Yeah, so we do two nights of soup competition, and this is leading up to the naming of the Saskatoon Soup Chef of the Year, not sous chef, soup chef of the year.
I like it.
So it's hugely contested. These guys take this pretty seriously. On Sunday, we have the first round, which is called the Wide Open, and that's at Gather Local Market. We have 12 chefs that are competing, and it'll be international fare because we got Jamaican, we got Mexican, we got Peruvian, we got like it's so many different cultures that are represented in these soups, and the winner from that goes on to compete with the culinary chefs on Wednesday, February 19th. And that is going to be absolutely spectacular. Cohen's is in there. Leopold's is in there. Brittany Failer is in there, like the sweet spot. Fresh Dish is in there. Like some of our biggest and most popular chefs in our city. These guys have been winning, some of them. Some of our hotel chefs, for instance, gold medal plates and those kind of things. So it's going to be spectacular. And that happens on the 19th at TCU Place.
And I had the pleasure of being there last year as one of the judges, and it was an incredible event. I got to taste every soup there, and you weren't kidding. I mean, like some of the best soups I've ever had. It's with the cold weather, I don't think there's a better meal than a nice warm bowl of soup.
As much as we're talking so much about that, I do need to also tell people, look, we're at 85% sold out. So, you know, I would get on there and get your tickets now. It's not an expensive thing, and you get to support the community and support our chefs, and you know, get to enjoy some amazing soup as well. And we'll have great music down there. Matt Johnner is performing, new young performer, songwriter. Like, he's going to perform some of his original music. I don't know. We might be able to convince him to sing something that his dad and uncles have done too. Right? But this guy is pretty talented on his own, and we're looking forward to having him.
Oh, 100% he is. Shad, again, thank you so much for coming in today. Aside from the soup cook-off, you mentioned tickets. Is there admission for anything else? Where can people go for tickets or anything like that?
Everything is complimentary, first of all. So sleigh rides, complimentary. You know, building in Nookshooks, complimentary. Riding the ice slide, complimentary. Come in and warm up, complimentary. But the best way to find it, because there is so much that's happening, is to go to nutrientwintershines.ca. That's where they'll find the calendar of events and everything. I mean, they can come into the Banks Courtyard and carve or build Inukshuks out of ice, right? They can go into Home Quarter and actually do some coloring contest that we have going on there. Again, all after our theme, which is Frosty Fantasia.
Wow, looking forward to it. And I know the cold won't be scaring me whatsoever. Shad, thank you so much for coming in today, and good luck with the Nutrients Winter Shine this weekend.
Hey, and go Blades, go.